1900.
On June 8th, 2021, all rise for the pledge.
Pledge allegiance.
Everybody, subtropic evening here. No one's on. Enough for public comment. Give public a couple of minutes here to log in or show up. All right, we'll go ahead and move on then to the agenda review. Are any corrections?
Mayor and Council, for the agenda, I'd like to table the liquor licenses for the baseball club. And then also under new city business, we look at holding the second meeting for the liquor licenses for the baseball.
Any other changes? Otherwise, I look for a motion. Move and second to approve agenda as amended. Any further discussion? All in favor? Mayor Lundy, all opposed? Passes. Look for a motion to consent agenda. Move and second to approve the consent agenda. All in favor? Councilmember Weber, aye. Councilman Dries, aye. Mayor Lundy, all opposed? Chief, you're not.
Well, good evening, guys. How are you doing?
Good.
All right. Good evening. I'm going to start off you guys had any more chance to kind of talk about things or not as far as payment? I did talk to vendor today or yesterday, I think it was, and asked if we could just purchase the iPads without a data plan, just Wi-Fi solely. So council decided what they want to do. Wait till next year's budget. He said you cannot buy the tablet without a data. He said you can go to lower amount of data and share it amongst the tablets for a cheaper cost. And then he instances or prices like 2 gigabytes, $535 tablet from a year. And then it's $10 per tablet line X. So if you had 2 gigabytes, you're $35 base price, and $10 for line access for each tablet. So for example, if you had 2 iPads, 2 gigabytes shared, 35 plus 10 spends $55 a month. He has different gigabyte plans that you can go with, go out the rest of the year, set up limited right away. Your guys' thoughts are. Got this information after our business meeting, so I didn't get a chance to bring our guys to see if we got some money somewhere that we could put it as.
Also, any thoughts on it?
fairly tall. Yeah, even if you did 2 gigabytes of shared plus the 6 bands, $95. And that's just how it's.
Yes.
No, we've never had anything where we use their phone sometimes. Officers here have seen support for graduates. And that's a matter of a minute. Online is not a lot, but with the iPads, and once you get out to larger fires, business, you have a pre-incident plan set up in there that has risk accountables and stuff that basically happened. You can be on there longer, but there's all none. It's really hard to put a number on it. Being we're halfway through the year, I don't think we would use a lot, but can, you know, I can tell the guys to do it. Right now, we're just at a bare minimum. Use it for our monthly truck checks and all or something. Use it, sure, but let's not be using them all the time. Even like, for example, the call on Saturday, you have those in 5 trucks and 1 officer using it. That call, if you use all 5 of those to find the address of that place, I don't know how many getting points it. 5 trucks address, times. It's not always the same.
All
trusting at the same time. So, I mean, it's really hard to pinpoint how much we would use. Initially, I just figured unlimited would be the way to go. So we wouldn't have any restrictions. On our ends, we didn't need it for longer, however we needed it. The way we work at ourselves, keep track of all the things. I did check when I said, just throw out there. And maybe the department put something towards it too. The information came after we had a chance.
And do we have we put in place a protocol or procedure of how we're going to handle these things, how we're going to use them, mm-hmm. who's going to use them?
We have not. They will be department use only, buying pads, and they will not be able to social media whatsoever. They will basically just be for acting on one system, directions. I mean, their pre-incident plans have our monthly truck checks in there, so it's all digital. But Captain Jared Bond, too, in this Nexus, he could look them all up at the same time and we'll have a paper, make changes if he needs to be edited. But there would be no way for, as far as I'm concerned, we would have no use from the fire department.
Right. Or they're going to have policy in place, so no matter what, just be able to supply ourselves in the event that someone were to misuse a mouse computer or not. We also thought the cell phone.
I have absolutely no problem getting some sort of policy in place. I think it's a good idea to cover our end of things.
Yeah, I'd say, why don't we work on that? And give the numbers to Jeremy, then you guys can work together and figure out where potentially, whether it's the general budget or fire department's budget, or you're going to really do that for us.
Yeah, I think we can manage that. But just one thing I want to bring to attention, these things that come up either after the budget or beginning of the year or mid-year, that those type items should be considered for the next year's budget. Just just so we don't run into these issues in the future. And also just help the budget. I mean, just like the six, we're probably looking at $500 here. I'm sure we can find that. But we, you know, we were looking to 250 a month and we had to find it. And then I'd be a little concerned just because of the possible legal fees we'd be looking at this year and possibly maybe.
Then also that way it gives us time to put that policy in place. We'll
gear washer, dryer.
All right, so I got the estimates for the electrical. I'd like to at least get that. I did get a second estimate for the ventilation. But the problem with that is we got another, when the other company did the estimate, they didn't break it down between two jobs that I requested. I've tried for 2 weeks to get that broken down. I can't. Like I said, it took me 2 months just to get a second estimate. It's not from lack of effort, honestly. Trust me, it's been very difficult. People to even come out. Everybody's so busy that they don't need your work. I mean, really, that's what it seems like. But yeah, so I do have an estimate from Hilders, and I have an estimate from Diversified. I just need to get that estimate broken down from Diversified for the two jobs that we requested estimates for. I'll work on that. Like I said, we're looking at probably having a second meeting in June, so I have it for that meeting. So it's going on. But if we want, like I said, I got an estimate from Rob's Electric to do the electrical work, $1,925. And a bid from Extreme Electrical for $2,040. So if we at least want to approve the electrical, if we can at least lined up, because my other fear is when they're going to be available.
Well, Paul, any thoughts on the
$25.
Councilmember Weber, second.
Moving seconded to go ahead and reward Rob's Electric for electrical setup and fire department for 2025. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilmember Weber, aye.
Councilmember Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lundy, all opposed. Passes. At least we did that.
Thank you. Moving on, Patrick Jeremy briefed me about this. I think we made a few calls about swimming pool filling. And in some years, not in other years. I just want to know what I can tell people if it's something. Doesn't want us to do for liability reasons, I understand. I pass that information on. You guys are okay with us doing it and charging X amount of dollars for a gallon of water. I just need to know which way to go with this.
So, Stephen, Mayor, and Council, I did talk to Greg on this issue, and Greg's opinion was to not allow it. You know, even though we've made some in the water, you know, even when we have fires or other things, we still have issues, you know, discovering water.
I don't see anything. Okay. Well, did we not have this discussion?
Yeah, it is. Years ago. Right.
Lawrence, any thoughts?
For me, I just went in the direction one way or the other. I know, like I said, there's sometimes we done it, sometimes we didn't do it, so I just wanted to clear for my understanding. Then I just got two quick little things here to end. John Egan, he passed his all his firefighter one firefighter passed that. Official firefighter, nice mission on his probation. Amanda Harris and Katie Brecker will pass the EMR. Oh, EMR members. Last but certainly not least, I don't know how many of you heard, but Jeff Erich, Sandy Erich's husband, passed away Sunday afternoon. She's been with us as a rescue reserve member for just retired last year. And then you anybody think that family or that is all I have. Questions?
Questions, Chief? Huh?
Chief. Thanks, guys.
Okay, move on then to your old business side.
I checked with my insurance.
Jamie, can you hear us?
Yep, can you hear me? Can you guys hear me? Can you guys hear me?
Jamie, can you hear us?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Barely.
Let me see. I got you guys on speaker. Let me try taking that off. Is that any better?
Okay, try now.
Can you hear me now?
System.
I'll oppose.
Jimmy, can you hear us?
Yep, can you hear me now?
Yes, we can. That's perfect.
Okay. So my list of things to do, I think from the last time, one was, you know, talk to my insurance and ask if that was covered, if we did the tables and chairs with people drinking out there, along with drinking on that side street. And it is covered as long as I'm not selling it outside, which I did not plan on doing that anyway. So as far as my insurance, we can update the certificate and have it include whatever verbiage the city requires me to have on there. include that there, you know, the alcohol can be on the sidewalk and on that side street if it were approved to be closed down. As far as what else I was supposed to do, I think, you know, reaching out to the residents that were on that street, Jeremy, I had asked you if I was, you know, if you wanted me to go door to door, if you wanted me to them to have them sign something. And I guess I didn't really get further instruction on that, so I didn't know what you wanted me to do. So I just need some guidance there as far as how you want me to go forward with that.
Some of the things we talked about too is maybe you know, some type of barrier system. Secure that area well. Did I hear right? You're looking to not have alcohol. One of the things we have to Jamie, we're not hearing you again.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. Can you repeat what you said? I'm sorry. It was, I shut my Wi-Fi off on my phone. I don't know if that's like interfering somehow, or I don't know what's going on.
All right. So what I talked about is we talked about possibly just blocking half the street. But the one thing that was brought forth of us from the city attorney, no alcohol would be allowed in the street. So my question.
Okay, so no alcohol. You're saying no alcohol on that side street during the Beanbag League?
Right. It doesn't allow alcohol on the street. So that is in your decision to have a Beanbag tournament or.
Yeah, I mean, that would make it a little more difficult if I. If I were to say to do that Beanbag League and not have alcohol out on that street, I don't. I mean, I guess that's something I would have to think about if it would. It's more policing then for bartenders to watch to make sure no one's walking out with it.
The other thing looking at it, I don't know, kind of tight, but at least it would be on the property, on the side of the property. One hole there, if that would be possible, then it'd be on your property. So one of the concerns is that the way ordinance are set up and the way liquor license is set up for the bar, that have alcohol on the streets. Now there was some wiggle room looking at this GIS. Looks like it goes to the edge of the sidewalk. That possibly. Also, if she is going to shut down, feeling I got from that journey that I talked yesterday was the concern they raised too on top of it was us closing down Washington Street for the private business that the city had no purpose in there. Like we, now that we give them we do the picture too, we do it as a city festival, that allows them to do it.
This has nothing to do with it.
Yeah. They have a tournament for the Big Rich. So they're okay to do that. It's for Big Rich today. It's just this league that she wants to have come up, like every Tuesday or Thursday, whatever day it is. I'm sorry. Yeah, after the meeting yesterday with the lawyers, when I walked back to the house, I thought there was more room between the west side of the bar and that house. I thought there was more room. Yeah. I didn't know if there was one board in between there. Just that warm snow fencing that we did last time around.
And yes, here with that if somebody can find it. We haven't seen the drivers down there lately.
Can your side by side do that?
That sounds okay.
I mean, I think there's a hover around that comes down that way that might go.
I think so, and he gets defensive.
We'll move on to the ship on that down here. On then to the other last item of business being the summary of the settlement conference that happened earlier today. Just to let everybody know it didn't result in any result other than we're waiting for a trial date. An offer was made, an offer was countered, and an offer was not accepted. So that's where we are with that. Once we get a trial date, we did ask the lawyers if they would come out to a meeting, and obviously since there would be a negotiation meeting that we release to the public, and make sure how we want our lawyers to take care of things. There'll be a pre-trial then. But the way the courts are right now, I don't know if that trial is going to be in 2021. Or 2023. For those of you that are up for re-election in 2022, I don't know, Jeremy, if you had anything else you wanted to add.
school for a couple of years in Fager. Is it safe to say then, if he's claiming that as his, that we could go ahead and serve a nuisance ordinance against him?
Well, right now, that piece of property is in the city limits, but it's not zoned, which is something that we have on for new business that we're going to talk about as well, is setting a public hearing for that zoning meeting, having that conversation about it, and then zone the property. Depending on how we zone the property, will dictate how our ordinances impact that property. Any other questions in regards to some of the settlement from Jeff? We're going to move on to your city business and Jamie pops on to fall back to our question. Next item is the seal coat bids for Railroad Street, Sheely Avenue, and the Park West parking lot. Hope everybody had a chance to see the information.
Yeah, so with that, before making a decision, one of the things I talked to Councilman Feldman, and one thing we talked about was in your packet there, the baseball park. That's all fine. Trying to still quote that my thought process. So kind of our thought process.
Any additional thoughts on it, or what's...
Can you guys hear me?
There's been a motion and seconded to go ahead and approve the Pearson bid for 225 per square yard minus the area by the ball field. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Mayor Lundy, all opposed? Passes. Hey, Jamie, we got you back.
Okay, sorry for interrupting. Okay, so could you repeat what was said before? Everything was choppy before.
Okay, so in order to do the beam day, kind of, discussion we've had with our attorneys. The only way we'd be able to do that is if there'd be no presence on the city street.
Okay.
Basically, for the reason that being, because there'd be for a fixed service.
Okay. And what about the front sidewalk then?
No, you check with insurance, but do you know, does your liquor license allow alcohol to be outside the building?
Well, I mean, that's kind of when I talked to my insurance guy, you know, that's the liquor liability policy, because obviously I have several policies. So the liquor liability policy, that's the one that he said, yes, it'd be fine as long as I wasn't selling it outside. I mean, again, if you want it to be more specific, or if you want me, you know, obviously, like I said, something could be added onto the certificate saying, and, you know, he said he wouldn't know, he didn't know what kind of verbiage you'd want on there. but with all this COVID, and during all of it, you know, this, it's not the first time that the insurance companies have had to add that it was allowed outside, because of everyone, you know, obviously trying to do whatever they could during all of it, or to add stuff. So, I mean, I guess if that's something you need to check with your insurance to see what my insurance, or what you are requiring from my insurance to add on there. But as far as I understood with the conversation with my insurance guy, that yes, it would be covered.
Okay. I guess the thing would be, is we need to, from a city standpoint, require that word listed as additional insurance. Well,
okay.
I have to sign this thing. So I do have the liquor licensing put on right here. And as I read this, it says the MES Food Corporation beginning July 1, 2021, June 30, 2022, sell intoxicating liquors as defined as all at retail only for consumption on the premises described as Parkside Tavern at 498 Henrietta Avenue in the municipality of Hanover. And so, looking at the GIS map, county, it goes right up to the road. So, when I read that, I take that or interpret it that they could go ahead and have alcohol consumed, but the question still kind of remains out there: would they be able to sell it? But I don't know if they. I don't think they would want to either. But at least they could have people sit outside and consume. And,
yeah. I think really, as long as they would list us as a consumer. I think we all want to. We're having some technical issues. We all agree that like lots of lots are not selling out there, and they let the city longer team days.
Item on the National Night Out.
Next, the backup one. Looking to call for a public hearing like this at 7 o'clock. And what that is. What it relates to is the homes. And then with that, we'll be making a few additional changes of parcels in town. So I will include that in the agenda. That also will. Property, you know, track 4 and 5, which is in the litigation dispute. So, and at this time, that we do look at. So, 45.028.010.
So, what you're looking for is that. Motion to hold a public hearing on July 13, 2021 at 7 p.m. for comp plan and zoning amendments.
Okay.
Okay.
Any other
questions? Moved and seconded to go ahead and hold the public hearing for July 13, 2021 at 7 p.m. for the comp plan and zoning amendments. Any further discussion? All in favor? Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? All right, now on the national item. Not that it's.
All right, so I assume we're okay. We're a go. This year for National Night Out. No. Start looking into the planning process.
Okay, that takes us then to City Council reports. Councilman Feltman. Councilman Popular.
Nothing.
Councilwoman Weber. Councilman Tracy. One thing I do have, the Lions was wondering when our ETA was and maybe wanting to do that cement work in front of the community hall. Still something we have in the pocket with the thoughts of the city. They're willing to help out with some physical labor. So to get it, there's one of the Lions members that actually does lay cement or and brick in that job, so some expertise there.
I'll talk to Greg about that. I know last time we looked at that price is going to be a bunch of prices for it. Get the manual labor and set a date.
With that, moving seconded to adjourn the Hamburg City Council meeting. All in favor?
Councilman Feldman, aye.
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? Hamburg City Council for June 8th, 2021 is adjourned at 19:46.